Hello, everybody. If you love the banjo, then you probably know quite a bit about our next act here. Got a new record out on Down the Road Records. Please, a warm welcome for Tony Trischka's Earl Jam.
Thank you, folks. If you want genuine music, it'll come back like a bad quarter. Suffuse your system like strychnine whiskey. Go right down like Brandreth's pills. Stand out on your head like the pin feather pimples on a pickled goose. If you want all this, then smash your piano and invoke the glory beaming banjo. Mark Twain, 1865. Thank you, Mark Twain.
laugh at the head.
Thank you so much, folks. Thank you. We're going to do some bluegrass music for you folks. And this is the banjo stage after all. How's everybody doing? So please stay hydrated out there. That first tune was a tune I wrote back in 1971 or thereabouts called Kentucky Bullfight, commemorating the tradition of bullfighting in the state of Kentucky back in the 1880s. You can still see some of the remnants of the stadiums there near Roseanne, Kentucky, still these days. And this is an Earl Scruggs show, Earl Scruggs tribute show. I was here 15 years ago or something, and Earl was on the bill, so it's great to be back for the first time since then doing a tribute to Earl Scruggs. This would have been his 100th birthday on January 6th. The most important thing to happen on January 6th, Earl Scruggs' birthday, in my opinion. Just saying. And so that last tune we played, Heavy Traffic Ahead, is the first tune that Earl Scruggs recorded with Bill Monroe back in 1946 or 47, thereabout. And we're going to continue with Earl Scruggs' big hit. We want to thank Warren Beatty for including it in his film Bonnie and Clyde. Yes, you know it. You love it. Foggy Mountain Breakdown. No banjo has ever successfully been tuned. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. I'd like to introduce the band right now from Atlanta, Georgia, currently residing in the bluegrass state of Brooklyn, New York. Please welcome Mr. Michael Daves on the vocals and guitar.
Hello.
And also from the bluegrass state of Brooklyn, New York, our bass player, where bluegrass thrives. Please welcome Jared Engel over here on the stand-up doghouse bass. These guys were each supposed to only take two solos on that last tune, and they just got out of control, especially our fiddle player. We just hired him off the street a couple of days ago, and he doesn't know the protocol yet. He's the only one that resides where bluegrass is supposed to come from. I come from New Jersey. This doesn't count. From Nashville, Tennessee, please welcome Shad Cobb on the fiddle. So this is an Earl Scruggs tribute show. We're sort of in the flattened Scruggs mode right now, and we're going to do another tune that was a hit for, well, not a hit, but it was a tune that was all about the sponsor of Flattened Scruggs, Martha White Flower. Any of you have Martha White Flower out there? And you're, we got one Martha White Flower. Well, okay. Wait, well, this is just one. Just one.
Wow, how far they've fallen. I mean, in the glory days, it would have been everyone in the audience had Martha White Flower in their house. But
yeah, I mean, two nights ago we were in Los Angeles, and we were in Southern California. I thought we'd have more Martha White folks, but I guess not even here. No. So, well, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the old jingle isn't working anymore. I was sort of thinking that maybe there'd be an update. We were actually having we were in the car the other day, and the subject of flower came up, but in the context of cannabis. And I live in a weed legal state, and as you know, California is leading the charge here, as always. And I was thinking that actually Martha White has a good marketing opportunity that they may be. They came up with like a Martha White cannabis flower strain. I suspect that a lot more of you would have it in your homes. I don't know. I think we should maybe update the jingle a little bit.
Yeah, well, let's play the theme song, the original theme song.
The original one, yeah. It worked in the 50s.
It sure did. Here's the Martha White theme, folks.
Martha White,
yes ma'am.
Goodness gracious, tonight, Martha White,
Martha White,
you bake better biscuits, cakes and pies. Martha White, sell fries and flour, that one all-purpose flour. Martha White, sell fries and flour, and pie rise. It's cakes and pies. Martha White, sell fries and flour, that one all-purpose flour. Martha White, sell fries and flour, got high rise.
Now, I think if Martha White were marketing cannabis flour instead, first of all, I think we should, you know, drop the tempo substantially. And this is, you know, from the marketing genius brains of bluegrass musicians, because we know how to make tens of dollars doing what we do, so their marketing department should probably listen up. But,
you get baked right with Martha White.
Yeah,
goodness gracious, you're so high, Martha White. You'll eat all them biscuits, cakes, and pies. Martha White, sell fries and flour,
that hydroponic flour.
Martha White, sell fries and flour, get you real high.
Thank you very much, folks. We don't condone this, please understand that. I'm going to bring out one of my all-time favorite banjo players. She was here yesterday. You've seen her, you love her. Let's bring out Allison Brown from right over there. We're going to do a tune that Earl Scruggs wrote. He was a pilot, and this is a pilot term, on his Foggy Mountain Banjo album, When One Banjo Isn't Enough. It's called Ground Speed. Folks. And if you want to learn how to play the banjo from Allison Brown, she has a banjo school on Artist Works. Allison Brown. Ask for her by name. So, we're going to just do one really quick time, too. You want to do a sing-along? This is folk music, after all. We're going to do the first verse of Jed Clampett, because it's Flan Scruggs. We've got to do Jed Clampett. For those of you who know the Ballad of Jed Clampett, sing along on the first verse. Here we go. Much, folks. Thank you. Well, I have a new album that came out in June called Earl Jam, not Pearl Jam, Earl Jam for Earl Scruggs. And it's I got a hold of a thumb drive of over 200 songs of Earl Scruggs and John Hartford. We must have some John Hartford fans out here, I would imagine. And somewhere between the mid-80s and the mid-90s, John Hartford put out a cheap cassette machine and recorded over 200 songs at these jam sessions with Earl Scruggs, and I was fortunate enough to get a hold of them and transcribed a whole bunch note for note, the way Earl Scruggs played them, tunes we'd never heard him before, tunes where he would take two or three or four solos in a row, just swinging for the fences. And on the album, every note I play in a solo is note for note what Earl played. And I'll get as close as I can without the banjo tablature in front of me. But the tune we're going to start off with from those jam sessions is called Brown's Ferry Blues. And there's a guy named Billy Strings that sang it on the album. Perhaps you've heard of him. And Sam Bush is on there and folks like that. And it just won the IBMA Collaboration of the Year Award last week or 2 weeks ago, something like that. So we're going to do it for you right now. And we have, wait, we've propagated new fiddlers here. This is Duncan Wickle over here. On stage left, let's have a hand for Duncan. And this is the Browns Ferry Blues.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to do a tune by those four lovable Liverpudlian mop tops. Let's have another hand for Duncan Wickle, by the way, lest I forget. And that last verse that Michael just sang was, well, here we are, and here we are, and here we are, and here we are. On the original cassette with John Hartford and Earl Scruggs, John sings about five verses of the tune and then forgets the last verse, so he just says, here we are, and here we are, and here we are, and here we are. And then on the album, I didn't realize Billy was going to do this, but Billy does the same thing and then names the members of the band. So that's where that comes from. And here's a tune by the Beatles. Do you want to hear Lady Madonna? Perfect. That's what we're going to play for you. Here comes Lady Madonna.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wondering how you managed to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Don't you know that money is heaven sent? Friday night arrives out of a suitcase. Sunday morning creeps in like a nun. Money's child has learned to tie his bootlace. See how they run.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to do a tune by Blind Willie McTell right now. Okay, great. Okay, this is a tune by Blind Willie McTell that you all should check out. And we've got Brittany Haas is joining us, another fantastic, amazing fiddler. So, yes, this has a very cheery title. It's entitled You've Got to Die.
Got to die.
got to die. You just as well are living. To die.
Thank you so much. Let's get Duncan back up here. We're going to do one more tune for you folks, and it's been a joy playing for you. I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival. It's so great to be back here. I want to thank John over there on the monitors. Thank you, John. And I didn't catch the name of the front of the house, but thank you for your sound. You wouldn't hear us without these gentlemen. And once again, big hand for Allison Brown for joining us on Ground Speed. And that's Michael Daves over there, Duncan Wickel, Brittany Haas, not necessarily in this order, Shad Cobb, and of course the redoubtable Jared Engel on the stand-up bass.
Give it up for Tony Fischka.
Thank you. And this is a gentleman named D. Ford Bailey, who was the first African-American on the Grand Ole Opry. In fact, probably the very first person to perform on the Grand Ole Opry back in the late 20s. And I heard him do a tune called Fox Chase, and it got me so inspired I wanted to write my own Fox Chase. And I refused to do this tune without three fiddlers, so you're going to get to hear the bonus version right now. This is called Fox Chase. Thanks again, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
How about that, huh? Tony Triska's Earl Jam. Wow.